This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A bitter blast of Arctic air from Canada is expected to bring life-threatening cold to parts of the United States in the lead-up to Christmas, weather officials have warned. A strong Arctic high-pressure system extending from western Canada to the northern plains is expected to bring very cold air across the region while extending into parts of the Pacific Northwest this week. As of Tuesday morning, more than 46 million people were under winter weather alerts. Along with the bitter cold, snow is also expected to impact parts of the U.S., bringing pre-holiday travel headaches. The cold air mass will advance into the mountain states, where the approaching storm system and the surge of moisture will lead to widespread snow to impact northern and western portions of Washington State, Idaho, Montana, the Dakotas, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. Snow is likely to fall across the lowlands as well and could be heavy at times, leading to dangerous travel conditions, the National Weather Service said. The heaviest snowfall amounts are expected in the higher terrain of the Cascades and into northern Idaho, northwest Montana, and western Wyoming. The Weather Service said these regions will have the best likelihood for more than a foot of snow. Cold weather combined with wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour could bring life-threatening wind chill values as low as 40 degrees below zero or colder. This level of cold can be life-threatening and lead to frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Wind chill warnings and watches have been put into place across 17 states, from Washington State to Texas, in response to the cold weather. Heavy winds are expected to create blizzard conditions throughout the mountain states, the central and the northeastern plains, the upper Midwest, and the Great Lakes region. Low visibility is expected to further imperil travel conditions on top of snow-covered roadways. Across the nation, major airport hubs in Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., New York, and Boston are expected to be impacted by the storm, with possible flight delays or cancellations. Severe turbulence on flights could also be possible. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook Northern California early Tuesday. The epicenter of Tuesday's quake was in the Pacific Ocean, about 9 miles from the city of Ferndale, the U.S. Geological Survey said. Ferndale is a city of about 1,400 people in Humboldt County, California, known for its Victorian homes and storefronts. The quake hit at 2:34 a.m. Pacific time. Local authorities have warned residents to be ready for aftershocks as damage assessments continue. There is no current tsunami threat associated with the earthquake. At least 2 people are reported injured in the quake, and thousands more are without power. Roads and bridges are closed in Humboldt County, where damage to the infrastructure prohibits travel. Ferndale has been in or near the site of earthquakes in the last few years. A 6.2 magnitude tremor shook the town last year in December 2021. Former Montana State University Bobcat football standout Troy Anderson is now an NFL starter. The Atlanta Falcons moved Anderson up to the first-string inside linebacker on its latest depth chart. The rookie from Dillon, Montana, moved ahead of Michael Walker and is slated to start alongside Rashawn Evans at inside linebacker this Saturday in a Christmas Eve game against the Baltimore Ravens. Anderson, who Atlanta selected in the second round of April's NFL draft, has had a stellar rookie year, including a sack of Super Bowl-winning quarterback Tom Brady. Anderson is a former All-American at linebacker and quarterback and would become the second former Bobcat to start at inside linebacker for an NFL team this year. The other is Alex Singleton, a Denver Bronco. There are 3 other MSU alumni players on NFL rosters: edge rusher linebacker Daniel Hardy with the Los Angeles Rams, offensive lineman Lewis Kidd with the New Orleans Saints, and wide receiver Lance McCutcheon, also with the Los Angeles Rams. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.